Congressman Mills on 90.
Mr. Buzz, just a minute, please.
Hello. Wilbur?
Oh, I didn't know you were out on here. How are you?
You doing all right?
Oh, fine, fine. How you doing?
Fine. I just wanted to tell you I'm mighty proud of what you did on the tax bill.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'm going to make a little statement about it tonight. You always get in danger when you mention anybody, but I just don't think I can fail to mention it to the chairman, even though Bird opposed it. I think I ought to say that you initiated and did a fine job in the House. I'm grateful to you, and that Senator Byrd, although he did not support the bill, except for his cooperation, we couldn't have supported, and maybe say something about Russell Long, who handled it. And maybe just saying I want to thank the members on both sides of the aisle for whatever they did. Kind of bipartisan. Now, have you got any better suggestions?
No, I think that's fine. I want you to know that Senator Byrd was most cooperative at the conference. Russell said the same thing. He moved right along with it. He signed the conference report even. I don't know whether he's going to vote for the conference report or not.
Well, I don't think you ever do any harm when a fellow's cooperative. You know, he wanted to lock that bill up until he saw the budget. And I think after you got your letter, that helped some. But then when we cut the budget to what we did, that helped some more.
That's right, it sure did. Let me ask you this. Are you planning on signing it by Friday?
I'm going to sign it tonight.
You're going to sign it tonight?
Yeah, I don't want you here. Haven't they notified you?
No, I guess that's what they were calling. Somebody said I'd had a call from the White House when I walked in here.
Well, no, that's me. I've been trying to...
Well, I didn't realize...
I just calling you to thank you and get your advice, but it's supposed to be down here about 6-something this afternoon, and I'm going to sign it. About 15 minutes, and I'm going to invite the members that had something to do with it, and then I'm going to have about an 8 or 10 minute statement on television.
Now, that's good thinking. That's good thinking.
That's what I'm talking to you about in this speech.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, that's in my television speech.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't called you. Larry O'Brien's office is supposed to handle that, and I'll see why they haven't called.
Well, they will.
How's Polly?
She's feeling a lot better every day, but still not able to get out or do anything. She can't bend over or sit down.
I'll be damn well.
She's going to the doctor Friday. Maybe he'll give her a little bit more elasticity about what she can do.
She's home.
She's at home, yeah.
I want to invite her to dinner. I don't give a damn much about seeing you, but I don't want her getting out when she's not supposed to. And looks like I may just have to buy you a drink and see her later.
Well, after Friday, we may find she can go out a little more.
Well, you let me know. Call me and tell me what the doctor said.
I sure will.
Call me Friday.
Fine.
You know any other news?
No, I don't. You don't?
Well, I'm proud of you, and I'm awful proud of you. Let me know anything I can do for you.
Well, I spoke up for you on the floor yesterday. I don't know whether they told you or not.
No, I didn't know. Did we have a round there yesterday?
No, Charlie Halleck was talking about what needed to be done. I told him that we were already doing it. Certainly, I commended you for what you had done.
Good. Wonderful. Well, I appreciate that.
I put him in on it by saying, if you don't agree with me, well, I'll yield to you. So I got him in a position of agreeing by not saying anything.
I'll get the record read. Much obliged to you, and give Polly my love, and I'll see you tonight.
Thanks a lot.
And I'll get these invitations out. They ought to already been out.
Well, don't fuss at them, because I'm sure they would have called.
Well, they got all these tax committees that helped, and all the Senate and the congressmen and the department people, and so I guess they just haven't got to it yet.
Well, John Burns is out of town, but I don't know whether he wanted the Republicans or not.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know who Larry selected. He always does that.
Charlie Halleck voted for the conference report, incidentally. So did John Burns.
The budget thing helped with Burns a little, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, great deal. He just admitted it.
Does Burns work fairly well with you?
Yes.
When he has to be political?
He's got a tendency to be political. Yes.
But he
did exactly what he told you he would do. He raised no question about this 14% withholding. You remember you talked to us about it,
yeah.
And he agreed.
Yeah.
He went right along with it. There was never any objection on his part.
Okay, much obliged. I'll see you tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.